a lot of the workload. We've only had grass tracks to work on for since I think Everest Day in October. So it's been quite a hard process to sort of get your horses fit
and
on
the right judgment of what tracks you, what other tracks you want to train them on.
Yeah, so it's basically just taking away our main sort of surface that we do prepare, and then obviously get on grass on vital gallops and lead ups to race day and things like that. So it'll be really good to get back in sync with everything. I think every Randwick trainer is looking forward to it, and it's a little bit of sort of short term pain for long term gain.
Yeah, understand. Well, we look forward to seeing him back. Good luck on Saturday. Day two, not far away, mate, here at the sales. I hope it's another successful day for you.
Yeah, busy again. Hopefully we can be amongst it.
Isn't sleep's overrated, isn't it? They keep telling me that anyway.
This time of year, I tell you, you're looking for the pillow pretty quick.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Paul Snowden joining us here on our OB van. We thank all of the guys and girls that have dropped in and had a chat with us this morning. Joe Austin from Westbury Stud, Barry Bowditch, Mike Fleming, Michael Costa. We've spoken to many guests. Tomorrow we're going to be focusing in on the race day. Nathan Exelby from the Brisbane Courier-Mail is going to join us. A few other trainers, so spotlighting Saturday's racing tomorrow. And don't forget, the Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast is up now with Paul Joyce. You can go to skysportsradio.com.au, go to the podcast page, and Paul Joyce's quaddy preview of Randwick on Saturday is available for you there. We'll be on air on Sky Racing right through the day from the sales, a preview show in less than half an hour. And, of course, for you listening to Sky Sports Radio, the Chinwag will follow Muscle Brook's preview shortly. The Chinwag with Wendy Walter from 10:30.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Australia's horror, summer of drownings has continued with the death of a toddler in Sydney's west. The two-year-old girl was pulled from the pool in Penrith around 8 last night. It came just 2 hours after two other children, a 4-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl, got into trouble at Avoca Beach on the state's central coast. The 4-year-old boy remains in a critical condition this morning. Trade talks between the US and China have dominated the spotlight in recent days. Chief Economist from ComSec, Craig James, has said there is progress being made for a deal to be reached.
China has reportedly agreed to purchase substantial quantities of agricultural, manufactured and energy goods from the United States. And the Chinese delegation will go to Washington on January 22 for more talks.
And two men have been brutally attacked in a park in Sydney's southwest. It's understood the pair, aged 21 and 22, were ambushed in their rental car at Lunia just before midnight. In sport, Queensland pair Joe Burns and Matt Renshaw are back in the Australian Test squad, earning recalls for the upcoming series against Sri Lanka. And Burns says he never gave up hope of being dropped.
I always trusted that if I made runs and put performances on the board consistently, that there'll be opportunities there. Every player that plays for Australia is a very good player. So needs to be opening in the team.
And Australian selectors also produced a stunning surprise by picking Will Pekowski in the Test squad. And in the Big Bash, the Perth Scorchers have recorded just their second win of the season with a 6-wicket victory over the Melbourne Stars last night. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at English.com.
60 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology.
Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details.
60 months interest free store wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance on now.
Go! Sky Sports Radio talks sport and racing every morning. Fulfill your Sunday morning appetite with a full breakfast menu of cricket, football, basketball and summer racing. Also featuring the legend segment with insights from guests like former Australian cricketer Brad Haddon on his love for wicketkeeping.
It suited my personality. I was always in the game. I enjoyed the pressure of it.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Back Sunday morning at 7 on Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 8:10 racing today at Muswellbrook. Dwayne Towle is there. He's the man on the course. He's going to tell us what's happening. How are you, Dwayne? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Sean.
Now, what sort of a day have you got in Muswellbrook today?
Fine day today, Sean. Maximum of 30 degrees, which is a fair bit cooler than what we've been experiencing the last couple of weeks, where most days have been up into the high 30s and even the 40s. So a little bit of relief, but still pretty warm. Our tracks are good for. We've been irrigating quite heavily over the last couple of weeks just to keep it nice and healthy. And the rail's out 3 metres from the 1,000 to the 300 metres, and the cutaway applies. So, look, we haven't raced since the 30th of November, Sean. We did some track renovations, and the track looks a treat, and hopefully just continues to improve now as we head toward Cup Carnival in March.
Terrific. All right, so all great day lined up there today, and they should have been on since November, so it should be good grass cover.
Yeah, absolutely. We were pretty lucky. Once we'd done the renovations in early December, we got some good rainfall. I think it was something like 60 or 70 mils about a week after that. It's been a bit dry the last couple of weeks. Missed a storm yesterday that got one part of Muswellbrook, but missed us. Would have been a nice 5 mil, would have been accepted. But, look, we've kept the irrigation up to it. It's nice pad of grass there, so, onwards and upwards.
All right, good on you. Dwayne, talk to you soon. Gary Howley's going to find all the winners for us. Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne now there. And at 9:10, Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Sounds all good today. Yeah. Well, it sounds good today, Dwayne said. The track's had the renovation done, so we should be in pretty good order.
The track looks enormous. Yeah, it does. Big fields, tough races, very tough races, but very, very strong meet.
Righto, the first three-year-old maiden, one Hyper is 5.50, two Moon Panther 9.50, three-world decorated 81. Four Beaufort Park 350, five Charlotte's Heart 420, six out. Seven Testa Burrito 850, eight Amina 81, number nine Chanel 81, 10 Song of Luck 23, 11 Stratum Dancer 81, 12 out. 13 Wow Wow Kapow 17, 14 Cosmic Deluxe is 21, 15 Shima 6, 16 Chicken Charge 151, 17, 18 out. Favourite 350, four Beaufort Park.
I like number five Charlotte's Heart. Only had the one runner and second at Newcastle. 3 days before Christmas, behind a horse of Chris Lee's Time and Again, who will be hard to beat at Gosford tomorrow. This horse only got beat half a length. The run was an absolute ripper. Slow out, has wanted to hang mid-race, and ran on really good, and it was found after the race that it had been galloped on during the race. Gee, she went good. Show a hard filly. I expect her to be very hard to beat despite the wide barrier. Number four, Beaufort Park, the favourite for Gerald. Should have finished a lot closer the other day at Goulburn when it got beat 2 lengths. Should have nearly won. Was slow out, back second last, held up in the straight, only got clear late and hit the line hard. He sent it here today, got a nice barrier. It'll be very hard to beat. Number 15, Schema for Paul Perry. Not without a chance. See Paul buying at the Magic Millions, Jesty. Now, this horse runs fifth behind Classic Jade at Newcastle recently. Got beat about 3.7 on the lay-in and got hampered in the straight. Thought the run was good enough for a Muswellbrook maiden. And number eight, Armina. Trialled okay, come out slow, and then it went fast. Along the rail to lead in the trial, then got a bit tied. 5-4, 15-8.
Okay, race 2-1, Peyton Place, 7.50, 2 Healing Hands, 2.30. 3 Heredero is 4.40, number 4 Eagleworks, 16, 5 Sid's Footprints, 5, 6 Patch Nipper, 7.50, 7 Ivory Jane, 16, 8 Adele's Joy, 51, 9 Bonnie Forever, 81, 10 Starrick, 151, 2.30 favourite, number 2 Healing Hands.
My best bet of the day, Healing Hands. I'm Invincible, 3-year-old or 4-year-old, trained by Gainer Williams out of Dubbo, who's only had the one run. And by GD, I think it didn't hit the line. It bolted in out there on the 10th of December. Its last 200 metres, it went like a rocket. So that was only just over 1,000. Today, it's 1,280. It'll like that even more. Greg Ryan rides again. Be very, very hard to beat. It's my bet of the day, number 2, Healing Hands. Number 3, Heredero was second pick to Chris Lees. Placed its last couple at Coffs Harbour and Tom Curry. Number 1, Peyton Place, another one of Chris's. Hit the line okay the other day at Armadale. 3 wide, no cover during the run, had a tough run. And number 5, best of the others, Sid's Footprints. It won well on the bill. Numbers 2, 3, 1 and 6.
All right, we go to the third now. One is out. Number two, I Am Awesome, 290. Three, Kyara Rose, 750. Four, Anna Nakoni, 550. Five, AM 14. Six, Dynamic Dynasty, 440. Seven, Willie Armour, 950. Eight, Mashani Astana, 10. Nine, St. Luke, 750. Ten out. Over two, I Am Awesome, $2.90.
She's the best horse in the race. She's got a huge weight. Even after the claim, she's got 61.5. And she's unbeaten at Muswellbrook. She's won two out of two here. You can lead on her, or you can sit back on her. The other day at Newcastle, that was a messy race when she got the 2.9. And she wanted to lay in a bit in the straight. If she had a lead, she may have won that race. Number six, Second Dynamic Dynasty, going very well. A couple of good placings lately. Three, Kyara Rose, first up. Bullet's trial was okay at Hawkesbury, even though it got beat about four lengths. And number four, Iona Nakoni. I had them the wrong way around. 2, 6, 4, and 3, actually. Iona Nakoni has been out of form lately, but is much, much better than it's been showing and can improve here. And the numbers are 2, 6, 4, and 3.
All right, the fourth one, the Haitian Power, 215. Number two, Labrusco, 12. Three, Center Crib is 750. Number four, Gifted Dream, 51. Five, Our Anna Maria, or Anna Maria, 51. Number six, Spanish Missile, 26. Seven, Reason for Treason, 18. Eight, Timid, 440. Nine, Bengala Bay, 8. 10, Euroflyer, 21. 11, Kirijani, 23. 12 out. 13, Stellarad, 61. 14, Time Adrasse, 151. 15, Manitoto, 81. 16, 17 out. Now, 2.15 favourite, won the Haitian Poet.
Should be a class above this. The horse has been trained all its career by John Michael and Wayne Hawks. Same owners, but it goes to Jeremy Gass, now at Scone. Jeremy, a former Adelaide trainer who trained successfully in England. This horse has had five starts for four placings. And all of them placings are on the provincials. Gosford, Hawkesbury, Kembla, Newcastle. And barrier one, Chad Lever, looks an absolute special. Number eight, Second Timid, first up today. Timid, trained by Johnny Ramsey, ran fourth at Wyong on the 26th of August, only beaten a couple of lengths by Come Along in a pretty strong maiden. It's got definitely a place chance. Seven, Reason for Treason, trialled okay for Kevin Miller. And number 10, Euroflyer, I thought it trialled nice for Mark Collins. It's double figures. 1, 8, 7, and 10.
Righto, race 5, 1 Don't Tease Me, 18. 2 Hamoon Boy is 61. 3 Starcross, 310. 4 Phuket, 390. 5 Salerno, 26. 6 Still Undaunted, 750. 7 Mr. Grumpy, 10. And 8 The Lion, 270. Favourite, the one down the bottom, number 8 The Lion, 270.
Gee, this is a good feel. This is a crackerjack country open. There might only be 8 runners, but there's some flyers there. Look, I'm giving Starcross another chance. First up at Canterbury, Huey Bowman rode him at the night meeting, November 30, and Huey gave him every possible hope. Third the fence, he was favourite, got into the clear, into the straight. He tried his heart out and run second to Samadow, beaten 1.25. Come to Scone the other day, and on face value he looked disappointing, but the vet reported that he pulled up lame. There, so today, he should be fit. He's in a good stable with Phil Atkins at Maitland. Phil rides and work himself. He'll know how he's going, and he'll be very hard to beat. He's a smart horse. Number 8, The Lion. So if they had got that storm last night, I might have tipped The Lion, because today he won at Randwick. It was a soft track. He loves a wet track. But also, he did run third the other day in Inverell in the shorts on a good four, and the run was a beauty. Come from back and hit the line well. As I said, he won a race at Randwick, a highway in October. He'll get back, but he'll be very strong late, as long as the 1,000's not just a bit too short for him. Number 4, Phuket, was brilliant, winning two starts back at Scone. Since went to town, I think it was, and didn't go as well at Warwick Farm. But back here today at Muswellbrook, hard to beat. And number 7, Mr. Grumpy. 3, 8, 4, and 7.
All right, race 6, 1 out. Now, 2, Buddy Honest is $5. 3's out. 4, Kookaburra, $4.40. 4, Miss Gigi, $11. 5, Lewinsky, $23. 6, Snitzer Girl, $5. 6, 7, Snitzer Girl, rather, is $5. Number 8, Enjoyable, $7.50. 9, Fear Avanti, 15. 10, Dynamite Dan, 9. 11, The Wild Wild West, 31. 12, Key Factor, 480. Favourite, 440. Number 4, Kookaburra.
I like Schnitzer Girl here. 1, Well of Bathurst, 2 runs back, and then run 3rd at Mudgee. Rick Worthington's got it. Bucko riding. Good barrier. Now, it hasn't raced since September, that run at Mudgee. And it did run 2nd to a smart horse, don't doubt, Arthur at Goulburn back in August, although it was beaten a few lengths. I think this is a nice race for it. When Rick travels them up this way, Cessnock and Musselbrook normally has a lot of success. Kookaburra for Gainer William. I was on it the other day. I thought it was disappointing at Scone. Outside the leaders of the turn. Ended up, only got beat a length and half, but it only run 5th. Had every hope. Got a tricky draw. But maybe it'll go better. Number 12, Key Factor. Gainer's got it as well. Got 2 in the race. Key Factor won well at Albury back in November, and then it ran 3rd at Dubbo on December 21 and went okay because it had no cover during the run. Number 2, Buddy Honest, best of the others. 7, 4, 12 and 2.
All right, race 7. 1, Fame Shines, $8. 2, Maboob is 17. Number 3, Hacksaw Ridge, 460. 4, Rattler, 23. 5, Torrio's Delight, 15. 6, Held Sonic, 330. 7, Manabar, 480. 8, Thornbro, 9. Number 9, See Me Out, 850. 10's out. 11, Zeroya, 61. And 12, Marfaz is $41. Favourite here, 330. Number 6, Hell Sonic.
I like Hell Sonic. Pretty keen on it. Now, old mate Richard Friedman trains it.
Yep.
And a number of the Breen family are in the, or a couple of them, are the ownership. And, of course, Neil Breen, the principal owner there, is a Channel 9 reporter.
Mm.
Loves his racing. He's been on Sky. Terrific bloke. I think it'll win. It was very impressive winning first up at Bathurst the other day. It bolted it. And could have won easier too. Matthew Carl wrote it out there. Josh Adams is on it today. The barrier's okay. I'm keen on it. 3, Hacksaw Ridge for Gerald Ryan. Got a chance at a nice trial. You know what a trial behind? Glen Hall, an Egyptian symbol. Got the 2.25. They're talking about a benchmark 58 at Musselbrook. It's a big danger. Number 8, Thornborough. Likes the track. Gets back and runs on. Good price. Number 7, Manabar. Only won a low prize money non-tabber recently, but is better than that. 6, 3, 8, 7.
All right, now we go to the next event, which is race 8. 1, Dorigo, 41. 2, Magic Names, 750. 3 and 4 out. 5, Street Carter Stars, $1.65. 6, MN Dancer, 23. 7, Laranta, 101. 8, Ticket of Riches, 17. 9, Jono's Comet, 26. 10, True Finesse, 13. Edemina Alcano was $11. Number 12, Saganaki, 18. 13, Alferos, 8. 14, Gisela, 34. 15 is Torment, 101. 16, Chorus Queen, 101. 17, 18 out. Shorty here with a story behind it, too, is the 5 Streetcar of the Stars.
Yeah, I know the story behind it. He never raced for 4 years. Floyd Williams owned him. He was trained in England by John Ox, one of the leading trainers. And he never raced for 4 years, and he came out here, and Floyd and his team had him in Melbourne, Liam Howie. He won a couple of good races, and then Paul Perry bought him at a sale. Look, I'm having a throw at the stumps here at double figures. Number 11, Elcano, and High Chaparral, 3-year-old from the Chris Lee stable, 2 placings lately over the mile at Scone. He's got a mile back both times, made up 100 yards. He wants 1750 bad. Whether he can beat the favourite, I don't know, but I reckon he's worth a shot each way at $11, number 11, Elcano. Number 5, Street Carter Stars, I've told you all about him. He got up on the bit a bit in his recent trial, but he's short. He is short, but they're like, what is he? He won one and he's run about 3 places. He's only had
6 runs. Yeah, and he's raced over a mile and a half over there.
Yeah, but Sean, one of them, I think there was 3 or 4 runners in one or 2 of them. I mean, they don't have big furls enough, and they're hard to line up. Anyway, I'd rather...
He wasn't getting beaten much, though, Gary. He didn't get beaten. Not only small fields, he only beaten length and a half, 2 lengths in them.
Yeah, but do you know the strength of them?
Well, one was a listed race.
Yeah, one was a group race.
Another one a group 3. Two group 3s. Yeah, he only got beaten length and a half, and he ran 4th or 5 in this Ledger trial.
Yeah, but then he had 4 years off.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's had a little break. He had a let-up.
He had a let-up, all right. Anyway, mate, I'm not knocking him because he might come out and bolt him. But yeah. I just thought at the price, I'd rather have something each way than the other one. 11 El Cano to beat 5 Street Car, the Stars, 12 Saganaki, and 13 Al Feroz. I reckon if you put those four in your first four or trifectas, you'll go very close. And two of them are a double figure. 11, 5, 12, and 13.
It's funny when you look at his form, you look and you see 203, you tend to think days, and then go, hang on, that's weeks. it's actually 4 years. Yeah, he did have the 4 years off, but I suppose the full period, that take on quite. Yeah.
He did tendons in different places.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously got a
bet. Race two, ability. Number two, Hurling Hands. Dana Williams and Greg Ryan. The race five is a crackerjack, the open sprint, and the quaddies. Well, the last one's odds on. Yeah, you'd want to be only. I'm not having only a few in the quaddie because I'm hoping for a roughie or two in them.
Mm.
But if the four favourites get over the quaddie, you're not going to get much.
You feel like buying a pie. But I love stories like that with Street Car to Stars. And the poor pair of the owners, good luck with him today. I love it when people, you know, make the effort and take the time. They have a crack with a horse like that. Yeah, so let's hope all goes well.
Paul was at a sale.
Mm.
And so what I read, and someone said to Paul, you should buy this horse. So Paul did. And that's what happened. But he wouldn't have been a very dear horse having 4 years off and then having a couple of more runs.
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
You never know. I think you're going to put your own on this.
No, I just love these two. I'm just trying to see what he bought, if I can track down what he made.
Yeah, I don't know what sale it was. Probably in Victoria, but...
It might have been online one of those somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, all right. No, as I said, good luck to him.
Sales let's hope all goes well. Start, mate.
Yeah, have you?
51 million.
Couple of $1 million ones too.
Yeah, my old mates, Arthur Mitchell, Harry. They sold one for $1 million and another one, I think, for about 900.
Mm.
I am invincible.
Yep, they go all right. And they bring good money.
Harry said to me one day, the luckiest day of our lives when we got him.
Yeah, too right.
No doubt about that, yeah. Righto, mate, I'll get going and get up to the brook. And it's nice and overcast at the moment, no hot sun. It's supposed to get to about 30 or so, but a lot better than it's been at places like Tamworth, Wyong and Cessnock.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Yep. And I'm really looking forward to that last race to see what eventuates.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating today. So good luck to him with the horse Street Car to Stars. All right, Gaz. Talk to you later on.
Righto, mate. Tomorrow. Dots with tomorrow. Yep. See ya.
Gary Harley, 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first $1 million race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Join us for the VSports Breakfast Summer Edition weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the VSports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered this Magic Millions race day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
And More Joyous has a kick. It's More Joyous towards the two in front by a half a litre. They're toe-to-toe. And More Joyous kicks in. Puts up a length and a half a litre who can't match her. She's too classy. Here comes the champion. And she's raced up and gone to the lead around the home turn now. Black Caviar put paid to Zeddy Knight. And then Doubtful Jack, but the crowd roaring for one of the greats of the world. Into the straight she comes. Black Caviar opening up by three lengths. all getting through. The swoopers are coming as well, including Sincero, Secret Admirer, King Mufasa, Rangi Rangdu, and Metal Fender at the 50. Stretch right across, rekindled interest from nowhere. Rekindled interest or Metal Bender.
Dunedin's got it again. It's Jaguar Mail from Red Cadeau who goes underneath him. Red Cadeau going after Jaguar Mail. Leandre third. Dunedin can't go on. Jaguar Mail, the anchor on. He lays in on Red Cadeau. Mosse getting serious on Red Cadeau and he lifts. And Red Cadeau beats Jaguar Mail, who was game in defeat.
And Manawa Nui takes the lead from Wild and Proud. Set Common Laserhawk down the outside at the 200. Manawa Nui just in front. Setcom's getting close, then Laserhawk, Moshin and Ambidexter down the outside of the 100. Setcom just from Laserhawk. Here's Moshin coming now. She'll be the first filly. Moshin got up to win the guineas.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
It's 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Australia's selectors have produced a stunning surprise, picking Will Pekowski in the test squad for the upcoming two-match series against Sri Lanka. Pekowski will join recalled Queensland pair Matt Renshaw and Joe Burns in the 13-man squad. Ash Barty is flying at the Sydney International, beating world number one last night, Simona Halep, in straight sets. Barty told Nine the win over Halep was payback for some tough defeats last year.
I finally learnt my lesson. She gave me a belting in Montreal, and you know, I learnt a little bit more in Cincinnati, but today I sort of buckled down and really thought about it and really gave myself a chance.
The Aussie men are in cracking form too. Alex Dimonor plays Jordan Thompson in a quarterfinal today. John Millman plays Frenchman Gilles Simon tonight. And in the A-League, Adelaide caused an upset, defeating Melbourne Victory 2-0. The loss ending a 9-match unbeaten streak for the Victory. And Perth Glory defeated Sydney FC 3-1. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free, store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman. Massive half-yearly clearance on now.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the best greyhound action in New South Wales. Saturday night is a big one with the heat of the Group 1 Paws of Thunder from Wentworth Park. Tips race morning at 10:45, then all the racing action. Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
Inglis, the only auction house to sell a two-year-old Group 1 winner in Australia this year. Esterjab in the Golden Slipper.
Esterjab hanging on from a hood and Esterjab.
Written by in the Blue Diamond.
But it's written by for Jordan Childs. What a victory.
Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes.
And Seabrook goes on to win it.
And the Autumn Sun in the JJ Atkins. Smart buyers be in 2019, English.com.au.
And here is a champion, Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
On Racing HQ, time now for Chinwag with Cozzy.
Well, chinwag time, and I'm absolutely delighted to be having a chinwag today with a lady I've respected and look forward to having a chat with for quite a while. I've had a lot of requests.